Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Oh, without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. Oh, without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. If you love him, say yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, have your way. 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 Have your way in me, in me, in me, in me, in me, in me. I'll say yeah, 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 I'll say yes. Come the more, 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 come the more. Father, we love you, O God, today, and we magnify your name on this day. We come before your presence with singing to bless your name. For God, there is absolutely none like you. You are magnificent, God. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We welcome you, O God, into this place, and we welcome you, O God, into this broken vessel. You're welcome, O God, in the name of Jesus, into our hearts and into our minds and into our souls, O God, on this day, to come the more and have your way, to move by your power, to move by your might, and to move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender to your will. We surrender to your way, O God. We say yes even right now, God. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. For God, you are the only God that we serve. You're the only one that we need. And we are the only one that will help us to be able to make it. We depend upon you, O God. We lean upon you, O Lord. We focus ourselves into you, with you, O God. We can't make it without you, O God. We can't live without you, Lord. And we can't do anything without you. And so as we offer a sacrifice of praise, O God, this morning, and come before your presence with singing, and come before you, O God, on bended knees, Lord, we need you, Lord, today. Lord, we are desperately seeking after you, Lord. We are hungry and we're thirsty for more of you, O God, of you. O God, you said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill our hearts with gladness this morning. Fill our hearts with praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill our hearts with joy, O God, joy that's unspeakable, the joy that the world cannot give to us, but the joy that only you can give to us. Fill our hearts, O God, with peace even right now. You said this peace I give, God. Give us peace. Give us understanding. Give us clarity. Give us wisdom, Lord, and come to more and move on our behalf and move in the power of your might upon your people, God, this morning. We welcome you, O God, into this place right now. We surrender to your will. We declare that not our wills, but let thine will be done this day. As we offer unto you this sacrifice, Lord, we don't lean unto our own understanding. But, Lord, in all our ways, we acknowledge you, God. And when we acknowledge you, we are acknowledging that you are greater than anything else that we can find. God, we can search all over, and we'll never find anyone that's like you. We can look high and low, as the songwriter said, and we will never find anyone like you. Oh God, we can look to the highest heights, and yes, you will be there. And we can look to the deepest depths, and Lord, you are still yet there. And God, we can go from left to right, north to south, east and west. We won't find anybody like you, but we will find you, because you are a God of faithfulness. You are a God of consistency. You are a God that's a simply amazing God. And because you are simply amazing, you're worthy of the praise, and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. So we bless you, God, this morning. We honor and adore you this day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made this day, Lord, we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can celebrate your goodness. We can celebrate our victory. We don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout the victory now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare victory, O God. We declare victory right now, God. Victory in our homes, Lord. We declare the victory right now. Victory on our jobs, Lord. We declare the victory right now. Victory in the lives of our children. We declare the victory right now, God. Victory over our finances. Lord, we declare the victory, Lord, because, God, none of those things are under our control. We only have to worry or deal with ourselves and to put flesh under subjection and to surrender to you. If we put flesh under subjection and we surrender to you, then your will be done. But, Lord, when it comes to our jobs and when it comes to our families and when it comes to those things that we don't have the power or the might to deal with, Lord, it all belongs to you. We can cast all of our cares upon you, and because you care for us, Lord, you can handle our situation. And not that you can, but I declare that you will handle our situations. You said, take your yoke upon us, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And then God told you, that means that, Lord, you don't want us to be heavy burden and laden. You said, come unto me, all that are
weary and heavy laden, burdened, and I will give you rest. God, send us rest even right now as we yield to your will. Send us rest right now. Allow your Shekinah glory to reign in this place right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I preach about, Lord, send the rain on Sunday. And God, yes, we still need your rain. We still need your anointing. Lord, we still need your power. And because if we have you inside of us and if we yield to your will, then God, you'll get the glory out of our lives. And then not just that you'll get the glory, but God, our weapons that are not carnal, they'll begin pulling down strongholds in our lives because we'll be surrendering to you and we'll be the one saying, it's not about me, but it's all about God. He doesn't understand the devil. He doesn't understand that my God is bigger than him. My God is greater than the enemy. My God is more awesome than anything that the devil can do. And so when I surrender to you and I begin to praise you, then, Lord, I begin to allow you to fight my battle. And this morning, Lord, as we pray, we surrender to you. We say yes into your will. And we say yes, we shall obey. We say yes, oh God. We surrender to you because, God, you are the one that's in control. I understand, Lord, that though the winds may blow, and I don't see where they go to, and I don't see where they come from, I understand that they do come, and I understand that they come from you. And I understand that even when the winds blow, that they only can blow by your commands because even the winds obey your voice. God, they can't come unless you tell the winds to come. And they can't cease or depart until you tell them to cease or depart. You are God Almighty over everything. There's nothing that's not under your purview. There's nothing that's not under your control. And so, Lord, I can look to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. I can look to you, the beginning and the creator of all things. God, I can look to you, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I can look to you because, God, I can trust in you. And so, Lord, as we come into this morning, we're asked, oh God, that you would come tomorrow and have your way in our lives. And we pray for families, Lord, this morning. Lord, there are things that you placed on my heart to focus on in prayer this week. But before I begin to focus on those things, I had to praise you. I had to magnify you because I understand that when praises go up, blessings come down because you desire to inhabit. That is to rest in the praises of your people. And so many times, Lord, we're overwhelmed because of life. We're overwhelmed because of circumstances. We're overwhelmed because of flesh and those things that are around us because storms are raging in our lives. And when we become overwhelmed, God, we forget, God, that we're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We forget, Lord, and we think that this is going to be the end. But, Lord, you promised in your word that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. And, God, and with every trap and with every sin, thing that comes our way to try to deceive us, God, you make a way of escape temptation. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And so, God, though we may be trialed and though we may be berated and though we may be burdened down by things and cares of this world, Lord, you've come to set us free. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you've come to revive us. You've come to refresh us. And we don't have to fight these weapons and these battles on our own, but we just have to understand that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we have to take a spirit like Job that he said, though you try me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. God, I shall go through the fire, and when you have tried me, I will come out as pure gold. God, use us even now, God, even in the midst of our trials. Someone needs to know this morning, God, that you are still a way maker. Ah, God, thank you, Lord, today. Someone needs to know that you are still the will in the middle of the wheel, that there is still nothing too hard for you, that you still yet remain to be the same yesterday, oh God, today and forevermore, God, that we can depend upon you, God, that we can count on you, God, Lord, that we can trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some people we can't trust, but we always can trust you, God. Some people we can't depend upon, but we can always depend upon you, oh God. Some people we can't believe in, but we can always believe in you because you never fail. You never give up. You never throw in a towel. And there's never anything that's too hard for you. And so, Lord, we bless you. with the fruit of our lips, oh God, on this morning, because prayer begins to shift the atmosphere. And as we pray for families everywhere, Lord, we want the praises to go up because, Lord, there are some strongholds that have been coming against the family unit, Lord, over the last couple of years to centuries, or even centuries, not just a couple of years, but America and the nation has begun to shift the meaning of a family unit. And Lord, our weapons are not carnal, Lord, and we're doing too much carnal things with our flesh, trying to fight against the attacks of the enemy. Lord, we can't fight against the attacks of the enemy, God, by being negative. We can't fight against the attacks on our families by the enemy, Lord, with our attitudes, Lord, and with what it worked for somebody else, Lord. But what we have to do is we have to bring these things before you. You are the creator of the family. You are the one that put them in their place. You are the one that created Adam and Eve. You are the one, God, that told them to be fruitful and multiply. Lord, you are the one that God ordained for them to walk in the garden. And even when they sinned against you, Lord, you still ordained them to live and not die. God, you are the giver of life and you are the sustainer of life. And when things get out of order in the world, Lord, you're the one that is, you're the only one that will be able to put them back together again. And oftentimes we try to go to things and go to places, Lord, instead of coming to you, getting your direction and getting your instructions and getting your wisdom and God and getting what you would desire for us to do. Because the effectual and fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much if we confess our sins one to another, oh God, and forgive one another and pray for one another. God, those things matter much and those things yield greater results. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, Elijah, he prayed. He prayed because the nation of Israel was in a state of apostasy. And just like America is in a state of apostasy, Lord, we can't throw our nose or thumb our nose up at the world. We can't go hide somewhere in a corner. Lord, we can't go and stay in our own home, but we have to be out in the world. We're not in the world. We're not of the world, but we live in the world. And God, we live in the world so that we can be the agents of change, oh God. Oh God, the agents of of favor, God. The agents, oh God, to be lights that are shining in this dark and dreary world. Lord, in spite of what's going on, our weapons are not carnal, but the weapons you've given us, oh God, are weapons that will be mighty and pull down strongholds. And Lord, there are some strongholds again in our family. There are some strongholds, Lord, attacking and coming up against the family unit in this country and throughout the world. It's not just in America, but Lord, all across nation after nation. Lord, they're stating that the family unit could be a man and a man, and stating that it could be a woman and a woman. And in some even more abnormal situations, Lord, they've allowed people to marry animals and people to marry cars and people to marry all types of things. But you ordained the family unit to be a man and a woman, married, not sitting at home in wedlock. Not sitting at home unmarried, shacking up together, as the saints of old would say, but you told us to be in a union, a given union, a married union that you have ordained because you ordained marriage. God, when we recite our vows, you said, what God put together, let no man put asunder. Lord, and so, Lord, the enemy is trying to put those things asunder. Lord, the enemy is raging in the church that the divorce rate in the church is greater than the divorce rate in the world. Lord, so the enemy is attacking us. And the family unit, when the family unit is under attack and when the family unit fails, the church fails. Oh, God, and when the church fails, then the world can't help but to be in more chaos. And, Lord, we found ourselves with family units failing. We found ourselves with churches failing, and so we find that the world is waxing more and more evil. But in the mighty name of Jesus, your word declares, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. And God, in the midst of the land, has healed the families. Lord, we're sorry for not allowing ourselves or not allowing you to lead us and guide us and heal the family, God. We're sorry, oh God, that we tried to do things in our own power and our own might, Lord, instead of seeking your face, instead of bringing those kids before you. Lord, we've done everything else. We've gone to the shrink, which is nothing wrong with, but Lord, if we haven't tried you, why would we try somebody that's just practicing medicine? Lord, we've taken our cares to friends. Lord, they got their own burdens. They got their own, they have their own issues. Lord, they don't need us to cast ours upon them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we've gone to strangers, Lord, and people everywhere, Lord, instead of taking and bringing our family to you. So, Lord, this morning, Lord, I intercede on behalf of everyone that's under the sound of my voice. And I lay our families before you at the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for mothers. I pray for fathers. I pray for siblings. I pray for grandchildren. I pray for great-grandchildren, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for generation after generation. God, because you are a promise keeper. And in spite of, God, sins that come from our forefathers, Lord, we don't catch hold to those sins. We don't claim those shortcomings. But generational curses, we bind them right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't care if mama drinks. I don't care if dad smokes. I don't care if dad was a papa, was a rolling stone. And, Lord, I don't care if mom took it to the streets. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we refuse right now to allow generational curses to latch hold to us. And, Lord, if they've grabbed us here and there, Lord, we bind them right now in the name of Jesus because, Lord, they won't go to the next generation. Lord, we bind those things that are unlike you, and we plead the blood over generational curses right now. God, we plead the blood over, God, diabetes, Lord, that it seems to be a generational curse. Lord, we bind sickle cell anemia, Lord, and high blood pressure and low blood pressure, God. The things that the doctors ask, do they run in the family, Lord? We bind those things right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Those curses that the enemy has put on our flesh, Lord, we can plead the blood, and the blood will make us whole because nothing else can heal like the blood can. Nothing else can deliver like the blood can. Nothing else that can destroy the work of the enemy, nothing like the blood. And so, Lord, help us right now. The things when things and trials and tribulations and God, disappointments and things come against us, strongholds come against us in our families. Lord, help us to oil down our homes and oil down our families and plead the blood. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now. We plead the blood over our homes. We plead the blood over our children. We plead the blood over our spouses. We plead the blood over our family, our friends. We plead the blood because the season of greater is just not for us. But, Lord, you're looking to take us to another level. You're looking for us to grow stronger and us to go higher. And before we can focus on ourselves and before we can focus on the things that are intimate to us, we must concentrate on others. You said you want us to think on others, not think on our own things. Because when we take time to focus in on others, Lord, we lay our petitions. We lay our needs before you. And so, Lord, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, I pray that they will begin right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to call out family members that they need for you to come to their rescue or they need for you to for them to have an experience with you. I urge you, God, for those that are on this call to begin to call out the names of those that you need the Lord to intercede on their behalf. And that you're willing to stand in the gap for, to call on their name and pray that God's will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it right now, God. Oh, God, go for them. Go before them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're praying like the centurion prayed, Lord. He told Jesus, Lord, you don't even have to go. I know that you are a man of authority, and you can speak things, and people will run and do it. Lord, we ask that you would touch that that family member. Touch that one, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and go before us right now, Lord, and move on our behalf and move on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak healing. Lord, I speak deliverance, Lord. I speak salvation right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that the eyes will be opened, that they'll come back to you, Lord, for those that are in a backslidden state, Lord. I speak clarity of mind. Lord, I speak, got light in their minds right now. Lord, I speak victory over depression, Lord. I speak victory over fear right now. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life over their homes. I speak life over their finances. Lord, I speak life over their families right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life over depression. I speak life over sickness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life over everyone that name was called. And you know the names. What the greater that we're looking for is not just for us. But Lord, you want us to pull up those that are weak because we are better together. Unity, the man of God, Dr. Brown, told us on Sunday. For us to go to another level, we have to be unified. First of all, Lord, we have to be unified with you. Lord, I spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, Lord, that we have to get our minds together and right with you. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, make us one with you first. We surrender for us to reach full capacity. Lord, we must allow you to have your way, to surrender to you, God. And when we surrender to you, then you will equip us. You will send us out, Lord, and you won't send us out ill-equipped and ill-ready, not ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so we surrender to you, God, and we want to be in line with you. So we say, not our wills, but let thine will be done. Oh, God, and then you will send us out, God. You will send them out, God. You send them out two by two to go and witness. Lord, help us to be a witness in our families. You poured out your spirit, Lord, that we'll be first witnesses in our homes, then, God, in our local communities, God, our local neighborhood, then our local community, and then, God, into the uttermost part of the earth. Lord, help us, Lord, today. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus to do your will, to put you first, then to seek you first, and then you can add everything that we need unto you. And so we pray your blessings upon those names that we called, those names that we put out into the atmosphere. Lord, I ask them to put it out into the atmosphere because you told us to write the vision. Lord, we have to make it plain. Lord, we need to make it, and then we need to be specific about what we need for you to do. Lord, some need healing. Some need deliverance from bondage. Lord, some need salvation. Lord, some need the filling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, whatever the need is, Lord, you know what it is right now. So you're welcome, God, into this place. You're welcome into this broken vessel. You're welcome into our hearts. You're welcome into our lives. Lord, help us today. In the name of Jesus, we need your help. Our family needs your help. Our families have sinned against you. We've turned our backs on you. We're not praying like we used to. We're not spending time with one another like we used to. Lord, we're not focusing on you in the midst of our family. We're not training our children up in the way that they should go. So when they depart, God, they don't have anything to stand upon. They don't have anything to hold on. Lord, we have failed the family. But God, you are the keeper and you are the restorer even of family. You are a restorer of the gap, the bridge, the divide. And God, we need your help to restore the bridges and restore the gaps, divide, to put them back together again so that our family units can be made whole. I pray for that dad right now that has lost his job, that don't have any place to go. He's been looking for a job over and over again, but seems to can't find anything that will stick or that he can hold on to. And while he's struggling to find a job, the family is struggling at home because the finances aren't the way that they need to be. But, Lord, I pray that you would encourage him today. in the mighty name of Jesus and let him know that everything is going to work out just fine. Help him to trust in you. Help him, oh God, to stand in you. Help him, oh God, to seek your face, because, Lord, as we seek your face, you said we shall find you. If we would just seek you with our whole heart, Lord, we'll be able to find you. And, Lord, help him to surrender to your will. Help him to surrender and say yes to your will and say yes to your way and understand that you are still in control. I pray for that mother, that wife, that, Lord, don't understand the reason why her husband is having trouble finding a job. And he's being called by his friends. Friends want to hang out, Lord. And he's having trouble staying at home and because he's not able to provide. He's not able to meet the need. And he's becoming depressed and he's becoming despondent because he's not able to hold his end of the deal, what you've charged for him to do. Instead of her complaining, instead of her berating him, instead of her belittling him, God, I pray that she would begin to speak life over him right now, that she would speak strength over him right now. Oh, God, that she would speak courage over him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for that husband and that wife, Lord, that finances is their thing that's causing the issue in their relationship. Oh, God, there are other things, Lord, but I pray that they would undergird one another, that they would strengthen one another, that they would encourage one another right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for that single parent, that single mom, and that single dad that's trying to raise a child on their own. One income households are not that, what I want to say. They don't have that much income coming in. They don't have as many resources as a two-parent household. But Lord, I'm so glad that we don't have to base our victory. We don't have to base our circumstances on someone else. But we can always count on you that when there's somebody absent in the relationship, Lord, you always fill the gap. So Lord, in this day, for that single parent, that single mom, that single dad, I pray that they would allow you to stand in the gap to help them, to meet their needs, to provide for them, Lord. Help them to see you. God, help them to see you in your beautifulness, in your glory, in the beauty of the Lord. Help us to see you even now. Lord, that single mom that has not heard from the dad. Children are wondering where dad's at, why we haven't seen dad. Lord, I pray that you would let her know that you will be a father to the fatherless. You'll even be a mother to the motherless. And that you can depend upon, that they can depend upon you. That you can be depended upon. And that you will be a father. You would be a rock. You would be a strong tower to those children. And she would just train you up, train them up in the admonition and fear of the Lord. Encourage your people today. I pray for children, Lord, that are living under situations where the parents are unbelievers, but the child knows you, has a relationship with you, and they don't know what to do. Lord, I pray that you would continue to strengthen them, encourage them. I pray for protection over them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, protect them from danger seen and unseen, Lord, and help them, Lord, today to stand in spite of the obstacles that are coming against them. And help them to be a light so that that light may shine in the hearts of their parents, oh God, that don't know you and would lead them to you. Lord, I pray for the sick among us in our home. I pray for the elderly. We need to be reminded that we should take care of our fathers and our mothers, the seniors in our communities, in our homes, so that they will live after the years that they've invested, Lord. They're worthy, God, of their hire. They're worthy of encouraging. They're worthy of being taken care of. So I pray for the entire family unit, and I pray your blessings on the family. I pray your blessings on the family, God. Pray your blessings on the family. Life right now. Strength right now. Victory over obstacles. Victory over the enemy right now. I speak peace in the home. I speak healing, God, healing. Lord, there's some wounds that have occurred in the midst of the family, Lord, that causes families to break apart, Lord. But I speak over those wounds right now, those incidents right now. I speak over them, and, Lord, I speak peace right now. Breathe on our families right now, God. I speak peace. I speak healing right now. Every broken heart, every harsh word, every, God, belittling, God, everything that has caused a division in the family, I speak over division right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing over the family, Lord, this morning. I pray for my family, Lord, this morning. Not my immediate family, but my family of those that are in the gospel. I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for Mother Charlotta Thomas. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns. I pray for my leaders in this area. Lord, I pray for Superintendent Alfred Nichols and the Gates of Faith Church family, God. Lord, I pray for Brother Brian, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault. I call on the name of Quentin Battle, Pastor Quentin Battle, that you would touch him. Touch his ministry, Lord. Touch their ministries, Lord. Those that I've already called. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell. Pastor Eddie Pruitt. Pastor Kenneth Hackett. Pastor Wayne Cream. Lord, you know his situation. Lord, I pray that you send a wind of renewal. Send a fresh wind his way. God, in spite of what it looks like, Lord, you're still in control. I pray that you would encourage my brother, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Pastor Andy Court, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Lawrence Clyette. And then I save these two for last, Lord, because we're still looking for the results of miracles, signs, and wonders. Prayer changes things. I speak healing over Pastor Floyd Hawkins. Healing over Pastor, oh God, William Cornick. Touch their bodies right now. From the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, I pray that you would heal them, deliver them, bring them through, and set them free. Lord, I pray for the pastors everywhere, those that are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, those that are leading flock, shepherding over flock. Help us to understand, Lord, that the flock don't belong to us. We've just been given a task. God, it's amazing that David was not the owner of the flock. His father was the owner of the flock. He just tended to his father's sheep. And Lord, today we have leaders that are tending to their father's sheep. They don't belong to us. But Lord, I pray that you would give us the ability to be an example to them, not to lord over them, but to be an example to them, to lead them in righteousness, to guide them to you, to lead them to you, that still water, that peace, that joy, everything that they need, God, they can find it to you. So help us, pastors, to lead the people to you. And so, Lord, as I make that petition and make that request, Lord, I pray for the members of Praise Center, Church of God in Christ. You've given me the ability, the awesome ability to lead them. And so, Lord, I pray that you would anoint me to be an even better leader than I've attempted to be thus far. Take me higher. Anoint me even the more. Cast the devil out of my mind, Lord, and open up me. Open me up, God, that I may reach my full capacity, my full potential in you. And as I do that, Lord, I'll pour out what you give me to your people. Because the anointing runs down Aaron's beard. So anoint me, God, that I will be able to anoint the people, and I'll give them the word of God and be the shepherd that you've called for me to be in this last and evil day. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. I pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Olga Green. Thank you for our newest member. I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique and Brother Herbert Lee. God, thank you for those that have joined us in ministry, Lord. Some are active and some are inactive. Lord, I thank you for those that you've allowed to merge with us and join us in ministry. Lord, I'm standing on the word that you have spoken into our lives this past Friday at our family and friends, and this past Sunday, Lord, at our family and friends. Lord, I know that you are sending people our way. God, the vision has already been spoken and written. You've sent people to reaffirm that vision and that word that has been spoken into our lives. And Lord, as you send the people, help us to feed the people with your word, not with our selfish actions, not with our selfish deeds, but to give them the light of the word, because the word is going to be a lamp unto their feet and the word is going to be a light unto their pathways. God, do it right now. Those seats in the sanctuary, Lord, they're not meant to be empty, God, without a physical body in it. And so while the spiritual bodies rest there, Lord, I pray that you will begin to stir up in our communities and stir up in our homes and stir up in our lives. Lord, that we'll begin to evangelize the world so that the house of the Lord will be filled. So bless us, Lord, to do what you've called for us to do, and that is to empower believers and to change lives wherever they may be at, wherever they may be at, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, today. I pray for the members of Praise Center. I pray that you would anoint them today. I pray that you would appoint them today. I pray that you would grant them victory in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and get the glory out of their lives. I want you to send the rain right where they're at right now. Lord, send your power. Send your anointing. Fall afresh on them right where they are at and empower them to change lives. We'll give you glory, God, and we'll give you the praise. But in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say, thank God. Amen. And before I go, God, I pray for those that intercede on our behalf. I call on the name of Larry Brown, Carl Christopher, Lisa Law, Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, and Roland Wilson, those that intercede on our behalf, whether it's with monetary giving, sowing into the ministry, or they intercede through prayer. Whatever their gift is to us as a ministry, Lord, I thank you for that, and I pray that you would bless them above beyond measure. I pray that you would bless them exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think because they're sowing into good ground. Keep them this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.